Exclusive: Leading the Future Super PAC Expands House GOP Endorsements. By Jasmine Jordan on May 22, 2026. Leading the Future is backing 10 more House Republicans in its latest slate of incumbent endorsements, including three members who are seeking Senate seats while continuing to serve in the House. The AI-focused Super PAC's second round of House GOP champions includes House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, RLA, Representative Brett Guthrie, RKY, Representative Richard Hudson, RNC, Representative Julie Federkick, RND, Representative French Hill, RR, Representative Michael Baumgartner, RWA, Representative Andy Barr, RKY, Representative Kevin Hearn, ROK, Representative Lance Gooden, RTX, and Representative Julia Letlow, RLA. Letlow, Barr, and Hearn are all running for the U.S. Senate while also serving in the House. Letlow advanced to a Louisiana Senate runoff after Senator Bill Cassidy, RLA, lost his re-election bid in the state's U.S. Senate primary on May 16. Letlow, who was endorsed by President Donald Trump, received 164,145 votes, or 44.9%, while Louisiana Treasurer John Fleming received 103,655 votes, or 28.3%. Cassidy received 90,381 votes, or 24.7%. Letlow and Fleming advanced because no candidate received at least half of the vote. Barr is running for the Senate seat being vacated by Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY. Trump endorsed Barr after announcing that he had asked Kentucky businessman Nate Morris to step aside from the race and serve in his administration as an ambassador. Trump called Barr a proven political winner and gave him his complete and total endorsement. "We're proud to back these leaders who recognize what's at stake in the global race for AI and the need for continued American leadership," Zach Moffitt, Leading the Future co-strategist, exclusively told Breitbart News. "These House members will be instrumental in advancing a national framework in Congress that builds on the Trump administration's bold vision for AI, one that creates jobs for American workers, strengthens our competitive edge against China, and ensures strong protections for children and communities." Scalise told Breitbart News, "Artificial intelligence has the potential to strengthen our economy and ensure America outcompetes China to remain the global leader in innovation. I'm proud of the work my House Republican colleagues have done, alongside the Trump administration, to support innovators. I look forward to continuing our work to advance an AI agenda that provides much-needed certainty while protecting consumers." The new slate follows Leading the Future's April release of Leading the Future's first round of House GOP champions, which included House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, RMN, Representative Russell Fry, RSC, Representative Brandon Gill, RTX, Representative August Floger, RTX, Representative Rich McCormick, RGA, Representative John Joyce, RPA, Representative Jay Obernolt, RCA, Representative Rudy Yakim, RN, Representative Brian Jack, RGA, Representative Riley Moore, RWV, Representative Mike Aridopoulos, RFL, and Representative Guy Rees-Kenfiller, RPA. At the time, Moffitt said Leading the Future was proud to support these conservative leaders who understand the importance of keeping the United States the global leader in AI innovation. He added that the Trump administration had put forward a bold, optimistic vision, and said the House members would be critical to advancing a national framework in Congress that sets basic safety standards, protects children and families, and ensures America leads with confidence. Leading the Future launched in 2025 with more than $100 million in backing from Silicon Valley figures, including venture capital firm Andreessen Horowitz and OpenAI president Greg Brockman. Breitbart News reported at the time that the Super PAC was focused on advocating for tech-friendly AI policies and supporting pro-AI candidates. The group describes itself as focused on advancing a positive, forward-looking agenda for AI innovation in Washington, D.C., and states across the country, while identifying, maintaining, and growing pro-AI candidates at the state and federal levels.